Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Remember that fact, ladies. Remember that Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and for this reason. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And listen, you get the top U.S. government grades of beef. Yes, it's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you get better value in top-grade beef. Let's take a Kroger-cut chuck roast as an example. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. You're bound to get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. No matter which you prefer, steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste in Kroger cut beef. But make that discovery for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store and make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. If there were no such thing as memory, Penny Gibbs would be a far happier young woman. For it's the memory of the tragic death of Barry Carlton and not the troubles of the present which burdens Penny's life. As she sits before the open fireplace in the living room of her home, she says to her friend, Peg Martin,
"Oh, Peg, it takes me back so many months seeing you here again."
"Months you don't want to go back to, Penny, I'm sure of that."
"Well, back that far, there wasn't any hint of what was to come."
"Well, is there ever a hint of things to come? Premonitions and hunches aren't too reliable."
"No, but I should have known that even when things were best, they were too good to last."
"Oh, you'll have better luck next time."
"There isn't going to be any next time, Peg."
"Famous stupid words. There's always a next time. Life may be unfair, but it isn't that unfair."
"I don't want another chance."
"Oh, Penny, you don't mean that."
"I do mean that, Peg."
"Do you know what you're saying? You're saying you don't want another chance of happiness."
"No, I don't want the same kind of happiness because I know I'll never have it. Peg, there'll never be another Barry Carlton." "I guess you don't understand."
"You forget something, Penny. I lost a man, too. A man I loved. A man I married. I lost Julie's father, and long before death took him away from me. Still, I'm almost certain another man will come along someday. A man I love. Now, why can't you be certain of that, too?"
"You don't understand completely, Peg. Look, when Barry died, my heart went with him. My happiness must be found in other things, other interests, in other ways."
"But just what kind of happiness do you expect to find? Certainly not the kind a woman finds with a husband, a home, and a family."
"No, not that kind of happiness."
"But darling, for a woman, there isn't any other."
"Isn't there? Peg, I was living for myself when Barry was alive because I found happiness with Barry. Everyone has a right to happiness."
"Well, for once you're making sense."
"Yes, but since I was denied that happiness with Barry, I found satisfaction in doing what I know Barry would like me to do. I'm devoting my life to other people. And maybe they'll find the happiness that I lost, Peg. I don't think I'm being unselfish about it. My heart is warm. My life is full because of what I'm doing."
"Penny, I'm glad I'm not you. Just what are you going to get out of life, giving your life to others?"
"I told you, a great deal of satisfaction."
"Satisfaction? Oh. Well, is that going to take the place of companionship and children?"
"Well, I do want all those things, Pete, but I know I can't have everything I want."
"Well, you can have everything you go out and get, but you have to be for yourself, not for others. Others can't and mustn't count."
"I guess we do see things differently, Peg, but I can't argue that I'm going out to get what I want. And what I do want is a life devoted to..."
I know, to others. "But, Penny, what will your life be when you're through with it? Be a void, that's all. Oh, they'll say a lot of nice things about you after you're gone, but there'll be some observers keen enough to know that you might as well not have lived at all for all you get out of life. Life isn't all giving, Penny. It's part getting, too."
"Oh, Peg, let's not talk about it anymore."
"All right, maybe we'd better not. I'm still not completely reformed, you know. I might say something I shouldn't."
"Have You thought over what Don Hodges wrote to you about Julie's screen test?
You really meant it when you said let's change the subject, didn't you? Yes, I think the prospect of going to Hollywood with Julie is quite thrilling.
And how does it feel to have a daughter who's on her way to fame?
No different from the way it feels to have a daughter.
Oh, Peg, please, let's not go back to that.
I wasn't trying to. What I meant was, well, no matter what she becomes, Julie will always be just my little girl. You see, all these months away from her have improved me in that direction,
oh,
at least.
Oh, Peg, don't talk like that. You really should. Oh, there's the doorbell. Excuse
Penny,
me.
Penny, I'll get it.
Oh, I thought you were upstairs, Nora.
I just this minute came down.
Penny?
Mm-hmm?
What were you saying I shouldn't?
Oh, Well, that's funny. I've forgotten what it was. It must have been awfully important.
Yes, it must have been. But, Penny, as I was saying, I think...
A package for you.
A package for me, Nora?
Mm-hmm. Special delivery, too.
Well, that's strange. I didn't order anything from downtown.
No, but maybe somebody else did. Here you are.
Thank you, darling.
Nora, how's your father today?
Oh, about the same, Peg. We're awfully worried about him.
You'll excuse me if I open this package, won't you?
Oh, sure.
I'm curious to know what it is.
Oh, it's probably something you bought and forgot about it. Oh, that reminds me. Excuse me, both of you, will you? I promised I'd meet Julie after school and take her to the toy shop, and I'm not even dressed.
Oh, would you like to drive her down in my car?
No, thanks, dear. We'll take the bus. Julie likes buses.
All right.
Well, Crickets, Penny, aren't you going to open your package?
Hmm? Oh, yes. Oh, it's a book. Yes, it's a novel by Richard Dayling. The Right to Happiness. That's strange. Peg and I were just talking about that.
About the novel?
No, not the novel. The Right to Happiness, that's all. Oh. Well, someone must know a day ahead of time what I'm thinking.
I know who that someone is, don't you, Penny?
I imagine it's from Joel. Now, I was awfully unfair to him last Friday night, and yet... Yep, this is from him. Here's the card. That's sweet. Would you like to read it?
Oh, it isn't for me to read, Penny.
Well, I don't know why not. Go ahead. It's cute.
Well, all right. To tell you the truth, I do want to read it.
I thought you did. Well, what do you think of it?
Wait, I haven't read it yet. If this fellow's reasoning doesn't agree with yours, don't blame me. And he's probably a nice guy, so don't throw the book at him. Oh, Dr. Evans is awfully nice, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. He's too nice sometimes, Nora. Golly, I don't know why he's so good to me when I'm not the least bit nice to him.
Oh, I think you're very nice to him. And Crickets, I don't blame him for being good to you. And I know I shouldn't say this, but he'd be lots more than good to you if you'd only let him be.
Is it that obvious, Nora?
Well, not exactly blind. Why don't you let him be nice to you, Penny, and do things for you? He wants to awfully much, and... Gee, things would be so much more fun for you.
Nora, well, I have to make you try to understand what I tried and couldn't make Peg see. Darling, there just is no room in my heart for anyone but Barry.
Oh, I guess I haven't lived long enough to know about
it. It isn't a question of how long you've lived, Nora, but how long you've loved. And you've loved long enough to be able to understand my feelings. Nora, what would you do? How would you feel about someone you if anything happened to Freddie?
Well, I'd... Oh. I think I know what you mean now, Penny. There could never be another Freddie, and... I'm sure if I did marry someone else, it wouldn't be the same. So, rather than not have it the same, I just wouldn't marry again at all.
You do understand why I can't, then?
Oh, Crickets, that sounds like the horn in one of the trucks from the farm. Now, I'll go to the window and see.
Well, you're going to the farm this afternoon, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Oh, yes, it is Freddie with one of the trucks.
Then you better hurry. Freddie will blow that horn and get open the door.
Well, it's a good thing I'm dressed and ready to go out. I had no idea it was so late. I'll be back in time to fix dinner, Penny, so you won't have to do a thing.
What's the matter, Nora? You haven't said a word for the last 5 miles.
Oh, it's nothing, Freddie. No, Crickets, I wish you'd sent one of the men in from the farm to get me and stayed with Daddy yourself.
Well, Jim and his wife are both with Dad. He'll be all right. There's nothing I could do for him that they can't do.
I guess so, but... How was Daddy feeling when you left him?
Just about the same. There's been no real change at all since the very beginning, I guess.
Oh, Freddie, we can't let him... We just can't let it happen. We mustn't.
Look, Crickets, let's face it. I don't like this any more than you do, but we're big kids now, and certain things just happen that... Well, they have to happen, that's all.
Oh, but Daddy's still so young.
Sure. Crickets, some go old, some go young. But we all go. Dying is just as natural as living. You know, I read in a book once where a guy said, death is really a part of life. Now I think I know what the guy meant.
Oh, Freddie, if only we could have a few more years. If only we could have him for a few more years.
Oh, I know, Nora. I want him, too. For maybe the same reasons you do. You know, knowing he's around gives you a feeling of security, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
He's somebody to look up to lean on, to take advice from.
Yes, Freddie.
Now, look, Nora, we're not kids anymore. Pretty soon we're going to be just like your dad, like all older people. And people are going to be looking up to us. And we've got to get ready for that time. We've got to learn to do things on our own. We've got to get used to the idea of being alone, Nora.
You're right, Freddie. I'm sorry I almost cried.
Oh, you can cry if you want to, sweetheart. But when you think about it in the right way, there's really not much to cry about, is there?
No, only I love him so much.
Well, that goes for me, too. Plenty. And I haven't had him half as long as you have.
You know, we're talking about this as if it's... Well, as good as all over, aren't we?
Yeah. Anybody listening to us would think so.
Freddie.
Hmm?
You heard about woman's intuition, haven't you?
Yeah. Hey, look, Nora. Over the top of the hill there. You can see the top of our silo. I never noticed that before.
I don't think I have either, but... Freddie, just beyond the silo is Dad's house.
That's right.
And speaking about woman's intuition...
Yeah?
I half wish we'd never get to the house because of what I'm afraid Jim and his wife will tell us when we get there.
So Nora has a premonition that the end for her father has already come. What news will Nora and Freddie receive when they enter the farmhouse? And is Penny never going to give her heart to another man? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Right. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Take a Kroger cut round steak or roast, for example. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. You get a minimum of bone, and you get top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. But visit your neighborhood Kroger store and see for yourself. Remember, whether you buy a steak or a roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Ladies, make plans right this instant to visit your neighborhood Kroger store, the only place you can buy Kroger cut beef. Surprise and delight your family with a delicious and juicy steak or roast. And remember, in Kroger cut beef, you get more meat for your money. Because the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you more meat, less waste. Make it a rule to get Kroger cut beef at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to join us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.